in my head, I get this picture that when I'm trying to sound like Ella, that I'm thinning out and elongating my vocal cords. And when I'm trying to sound like Sarah, I'm thickening them.
For more than 20 years, singer Renee Marie sang to an audience of two, her sons at home. She mimicked her favorite singers, Sarah Vaughan, Cleo Lane, and Ella Fitzgerald.
With Ella, she has a light sound, like when she does Blue Skies. Blue skies shining on me, nothing but blue skies do I see.
Her sons convinced Renee Marie to sing publicly after they left home. When she did, she quit imitating other singers and developed her own style. She also writes some of her own material. Today, she sings in major jazz clubs. NPR's David Shulman followed Renee Marie to a rehearsal in Richmond, Virginia, as her trio worked on one of her latest tunes.
Wait a minute. Hold it. I don't know where you at, man.
I was starting at the very beginning
okay,
of the bridge.
Well, count me on then, so I can come in with you.
It's 9:30 on a Friday night.
Oh, okay.
A drummer, a pianist, and a bass player are listening to the words of a petite African-American woman with salt and pepper hair. Renee Marie and her band are on stage in front of 600 empty seats. They're rehearsing a new song.
You cannot see me.
The tune is called You Can't See Me. Tonight is their last rehearsal before an important gig, and the band is trying the song for the first time.
I hate that feeling. It's like nobody's on solid ground. Nobody knows how it should go. And you're trying to feel it, and it's never the way you hear it in your head is never how it originally sounds when the band starts, and then you have to talk.
Trying to get it right, the four of them talk, sing, and rap out the way they think it should go.
Oh, I'll play that short.
When she covers a jazz standard like Glove for Sale, Renee's rhythm section supports her with a relaxed swing feel. But for this new tune, she wants something tougher.
Actually, there is an implied but not played hip-hop feel to it. So when you're playing your bass line, it's real important that you feel that while you're playing. Boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom. Howard Curtis plays the drums, sometimes using sticks, sometimes brushes, sometimes his bare hands.
The trick is to give her the sound that she's hearing in her head. And sometimes, you know, with original material, she doesn't really know exactly where it's gonna go because, you know, she's just heard it in her head perfectly. But when you're dealing with musicians, that puts another dynamic on it.
We're 40 minutes into the rehearsal, but the beat isn't working for Renee. It's too hip-hop. She reaches one hand to her neck and rubs it. The guys try to find the right groove, but now they're talking about heavy backbeats. Bassist Elias Bailey is the youngest guy in the band, and he's listening, trying hard to hear what Renee wants.
I was just thinking, because you said hip-hop-ish, that's why I kept hearing...
You hear it, don't you?
Yeah, I was hearing it that way, or thinking about it that way. I didn't know if that's why I was asking.
Can you think about it that way without him playing it? Can you still dig in with that feel?
Yeah, no, that's what I was wondering, like, what you would think of that, like, because I was hearing or wanting to hear it that way, but then that's what I was going to ask you about it. I'm not suggesting it, I'm just putting it out there.
I want him to play it without hearing it on the drums. That's what I want. If he's hearing it, then so will the listener hear it. Yeah. It's like illustration of a woman who doesn't show everything. If certain parts are hidden, and so the person looking is left to imagine certain things that she's not overtly showing, and that's what I want.
New songs are a new challenge for Renee. She's only been performing publicly since 1996. In 8 nights, she and the band hit Blues Alley, a Washington, D.C. jazz club. They're going to perform You Can't See Me for the first time in front of a crowd. And that makes her feel...
scared to death. It's always scary to do it in front of an audience. I'll be afraid to forget the lyrics. And because I wrote it, Maybe, you know, maybe people won't, they won't feel it and they'll be like, what is that all about? I'm afraid of that too.
Later in this program, David Shulman takes us to Blues Alley, where we'll hear what happens when Renee and her band try the song live for the first time. Go online for more about Renee Marie at npr.org.
And let's leave it, let's end on that. I'll just put you on.